We're back again, and we're finishing up what I was talking about earlier, and this is going to do a little recap. We were talking about the reasons for going to the refuge, and we call on Jesus to have our guardian angel lead us to a refuge. And those signs are the world famine, the division in the church, mandatory chips in the body, and martial law. So I'm going to talk just to finish up on this mandatory chip in the body. Now, the idea of putting chips in our body, I mentioned before, our Lord told us, even at the pain of death, not to take a chip in the body. And I'm just going to read you an article from the internet speaking about mind control techniques and how they can abuse these kinds of chips in our body. Mind control techniques can be used for political purposes. The goal of mind controllers today is to induce the targeted persons or groups to act against his or her own interests and convictions. Zombified individuals could even be programmed to murder and remember nothing of their crime afterward. Alarming examples of this phenomenon can be found in the U.S., and they actually put, they call them Rambo chips, they were putting them in the service people, and they're, even today they're putting them in service people. So I'm going to continue on after I talked about the chips now, and I'm going to talk about the martial law. Now what is martial law? Martial law, I might have mentioned earlier, it's when the government declares an emergency. And what our Lord is telling me, and that's why I'm going to read some of these messages, literally, if someone were looking for taking over the United States, as the one world people are in their new world order, they can actually premeditate some kind of an event that would induce or make it appear as there was a need for an emergency. And it's only under these emergency conditions, usually, that trigger the opportunity for a martial law declaration. And by once a martial law, in other words, if there's something dramatic, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people get killed in one major event or something, then the president could declare or invoke martial law, and there are a whole bunch of executive orders that would be implemented once martial law is put in place. And one of those, all of these have to do with the taking away of all of our rights, all of our under the Bill of Rights, all of your seizures, all your trial by jury, all of that kind of thing would all be superseded once martial law is in place. So that's why martial law is going to be very difficult, and our Lord said, well, that'll be a major sign to go to the refuge, because they'll literally try to force people to do things that they didn't want to, and they would be legal. They'd have a, you know, the army would be the law. That was the problem. So this was a message he gave me on October 15, 2007, and he's talking here a little bit how the religious people and the patriots will be the ones singled out, because they're the ones that can't be brainwashed by all their techniques and would be fighting against them. So we are going to be the targets, so that you know we've already got lists of these same people to pick us up. I could see a darkness of evil as Jesus was scourged at the pillar and later crucified. And Jesus said, "My people, up until now, you have led fairly comfortable lives with only mild persecution for speaking out against abortions, euthanasia, wars, and homosexual acts. The one world people behind the making of a new world order know that they cannot change the minds of devoted religious faithful. That is why they are planning to torture and exterminate you as Hitler did to the Jews and the Romans did to me. This is not an easy message, but people need to know that their lives are in danger once these evil ones start martial law or demand chips in the body. All religious and patriots are on their list for extermination, which is why when you discern this time, you are to call on me to have your guardian angel lead you to the nearest refuge or protection. When you call on my help, your angels will shield you with invisibility to these evil ones, so they couldn't see us or scent us or anything. This reason for haste is exactly because your lives will be in danger if you remain in your homes where they can find you. Know that this message is one of love and mercy, so you are prepared for this end time, and it is not meant to scare anyone. Fear is of the evil one. When you have trust in me, you will have peace in your soul with no fear. If someone should be captured and martyred for their faith, I will ease any pain, and you will be an instant saint in heaven." So even with the worst of situations, our Lord will be there to protect us. But this is, again, one of the reasons we'll be going to refuge, because they will be trying to kill us. Now, how are they going to bring about this kind of a martial law, or the premeditated for, emergency, so to speak, that would precipitate martial law. This is one of the examples that he gave me on July 5th, 2007. I could see this has to do with the chemtrails. I'll just mention a little bit before I get into this. There's a couple of different kinds of trails that the planes put out. One is called contrails. That's when the moisture from the burning of the fuel comes out, and because it's so high up in the sky, it's so cold, it almost forms like little ice particles. So it looks like a little bit of a white trail, but then with it, as it moves along, the trail disappears. Then there's another kind of a trail that planes put out, bad planes. They're called chemical trails or chemtrails, and the reason they call them that is because they're not just water vapor. They involve polymeric things, viruses, barium ions, all kinds of different particulate things that when you see them, they spread all out. And I could show you some examples. I don't know if I could show you. I don't have it with me right now. It's not. But you see these trails many times up in the sky when there's not any clouds. You can see them very clear. So I'm going to talk about these chemtrails. That's what I'm referring to here. I could see a yellow powder of a toxic virus that had fallen to the ground from some chemtrails. And these are dispersed not only by military planes, but we found now that they are even dispersed by conventional airlines under this called Cloverleaf Project, which started in 1999. I then saw a rainbow of protection span over a refuge where no virus could fall. So once we reach the refuges, no matter how toxic or anything, any viruses, they put in the air, all of us would be protected by the angels from any getting sick or anything. We would be healed from everything. So that would be a blessing once you're at the refuge. Jesus said, "My people, I've warned you before that there is a coming epidemic of a man-made virus that would be spread all over America by chemtrails from your government." And you should know, a lot of these kinds of viruses like AIDS, Ebola, and a few others, many of these viruses and the sicknesses that people get are not just happenstance by nature. These are man-made, weapons-grade kind of diseases to try and, one of the death culture, that's what we're dealing with. They're the same people that want abortion, they want wars to kill people. The whole idea is by killing people, by lessening the population, in other words, then they can have more control over fewer people. So that's why they're trying to do this. I warned you before that there's a coming epidemic of a man-made virus that would be spread all over America by chemtrails from your government. And it is run by the government, by the way. This will be spread by both military and airline planes, in other words, commercial airlines. This will be one of the main events leading up to martial law being declared. The evil ones would have an antidote vaccine for themselves, but the public would die from this virus. Call on me to protect you and lead you to my refuges. There you could drink the spring water and look on my luminous cross to be healed of this epidemic. So this again will be another blessing from God at the refuges where we'll find this healing. I could see another one on that same day. I could see evil drug companies manufacturing a yellow virus that would be made for the coming epidemic. It's all made by industry and by the military. Jesus said, "My people, the same people who are making your present man-made viruses for the chemtrails will be making a much more virulent form of old diseases to limit the population of America." Some of them are talking about the old Spanish flu or smallpox. The One World people have to bring America under their control if they are to bring about total takeover of the world. All of those who are against their New World Order will have to be exterminated, even as Hitler wanted to dispose of the Jews. There will be much killing, but my faithful remnant will be protected at my refuges, defying the evil one's plans. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about the refuges. I mentioned I would do this. Now, at the refuges, there would be many, in addition to this, there would be, it'd be a consecrated land. I mentioned the three types of places before. There would be places of Our Lady's apparition sites, places where Our Lady, like Lourdes and Fatima, where they've been given messages, some of the visionaries. Those areas would be refuges, and over them would be these white luminous crosses, where people look upon that would be healed. And also, in addition to being consecrated ground, there would usually be a spring of healing water. And then also, if you drank the healing water, you'd be healed of things as well. So those are at the refuges, and they would be one angel over all of them, and you would see that angel, and they would be protecting you, like a shield put up all around, and that would keep the evil people from seeing you. They couldn't detect you from infrared, or radar, or dog sense, or any number of ways that they could detect infrared, any of those kinds of things. You would be made invisible to all forms of detection. So that's a miracle in itself, that our angels will be protecting us. So I'm going to share with you a couple of messages on this whole idea of coming to the refuges. And now this is another gift our Lord has shared with me. He's allowed my angel, I found his name, a friend of mine gave me the name, Mark, is my angel. And on October, every October 2nd, he usually comes and gives me a message. And he's talking a little bit about preparations and him leading me to the place of refuge. So that was that message. And then there's another one I'll talk about, speaking about the healings at the refuges as well. So the first one, October 2nd. I could see many great buildings for the heads of state. And then Mark, my guardian angel, appeared and said, I am Mark, your guardian angel, and I stand before God. In this vision, you are seeing so many heads of state in all of their power and fame. Jesus told you that none of these people would have any authority on earth unless it was given them from above. This was a quotation even from Pilate, right when Jesus was being condemned, how he was saying why he wouldn't speak to him and everything about all the, you know, accusations being made against him. And our Lord said to him, you would have no power unless it were given from above. So it's the same thing. But instead of acknowledging God's gift to them of their office, they are arrogant in their use of power. This is probably one of the biggest problems in corruption in government. Your mission has been to prepare people to be ready to go to the refuges of protection when you see martial law is declared, and when the evil ones will try to force mandatory chips in the body on everyone. And if they don't take them and they found them at their home, they would put you in detention centers. Jesus has told you that at the time of tribulation, people are to call on him, and he will have us guarding angels lead the people to the nearest place of refuge. This feast of the guardian angels is to remind you of our part in protecting you on your way to a refuge of protection. We truly are your guardians, and it is important for us to warn you when to leave, so that you are not captured when the evil ones try to put chips into your bodies. And he made several mentions of when that time would be. I've been giving you all these signs of when it would be, but the actual declaring of martial law. Actually, they'll try and capture all the leaders or people in authority that are against them before they declare martial law. And then after martial law, they're called the red people, the red list. Then the people after martial law is declared will be killed. Those are the ones that are on a blue list. So that's what he meant by being warned ahead of time. And that would be ahead of the time when they try to take the people up before martial law. That's what he's referring to. Trust in all of your guardian angels, for they will be helping you through the coming tribulation. And that's that 3.5 years of the Antichrist reign. Trust in Jesus' power, because he will overpower all of the evil ones. Have no fear, but trust in God's power and graces. And this is another message now speaking more of the healings. This was on October 18th. I could see a small, calm pool of water with a falls in the background. This was the healing water at a refuge. Jesus said, my people, many faithful, will be led by their guardian angels to the nearest refuge during the tribulation. Once they arrive there, they will see miraculous springs of water for drinking and bathing. The real miracles will occur when people will drink or wash with this water, and they would be healed of all their medical problems. Those who look on the luminous cross in the sky over the refuges would also be healed of any sicknesses. These refuges will be places of protection from the evil ones who will be trying to kill you. You will see an angel at each refuge, given authority to protect all who come there. Food, water, and shelters will also be multiplied in miracles to provide for all of your necessities. So it's really nothing to fear, because he's going